From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Thousands of Puerto Ricans were finally getting water and food rations Friday as an aid bottleneck began to ease. But many remained cut off from the basic necessities of life and were desperate for power, communications, and other trappings of normality in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. U.S. President Donald Trump said his administration will not rest until people there are safe and the federal government will be there every day until that happens.
There remains a lot of work to do. And we will work with the folks that we're working with right now. They're trying very, very hard, I will tell you that. But nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Puerto Rico is home to about 3.4 million people. China said that its order closing North Korean-owned businesses was in response to a United Nations resolution and should not be overinterpreted. Liu Kang, spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says, as a member of the Security Council, China has always strictly abided by the resolutions passed by the Council. We believe the resolutions of the Security Council should be implemented to the letter, without reservation and excess. U.S. President Donald Trump is making his first visit to Asia, November 3rd to 14th. Terrified refugees from Myanmar continue to pour into Bangladesh. United Nations World Food Program says that they are prepared.
From what I've seen today, we've already exceeded 501,000. And from what I understand from them, some of their friends and villages are on the way.
On Friday, more than 2,000 people came ashore at Teknef. Many of them were women and children. This is VOA News.